What is good, everyone? We are so excited that you have decided to stay up at midnight and join us for this very special Midnight Prayer Watch episode. I am super excited that we have a very, very special guest that is going to talk about purpose. And not just purpose-driven life purpose. We talking about kingdom purpose tonight, y'all. So if you are just tuning in, you are in for a delectable treat because I know there's going to be anointing that'll be shared and there's going to be so many breakthroughs that may be taking place in the spirit as the Lord is preparing your heart to receive some really great wisdom. Some godly wisdom and some, I would say, maybe some pricking of the heart that might be taking place here. So without further ado, I would love for you all to meet my very special guest talking about what is your kingdom purpose, our very own Mr. Amos Johnson Jr. Amos, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm glad to be here to the Midnight Prayer Watch Live.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much again for joining us. I know I gave the hoorah and the big spiel of the introduction that we have, but please tell our audience, who are you? What you're doing here? Why are you so special, Mr. Amos Johnson?
thanks, Delta. So I'm Amos Johnson. I'm the pastor of Church for Entrepreneurs. Church for Entrepreneurs started in 2014, and it actually started just as a podcast with the mission to equip Christian entrepreneurs to be successful in the thing that God's placed in their heart. And we do it mainly by teaching the Word of God through a entrepreneurial lens so you can grow your faith and do what God's called you to do. And since 2007, we've merged more than just a podcast. Now we branched out to online services. And this year in 2022, we started an Atlanta campus here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Buckhead area, where we minister to people on Sundays at 10 a.m. But what our purpose is really just teaching the Word of God so you can be successful, giving people godly counsel along the journey, and connecting people to like-minded people.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amos, for that glowing introduction. I know that we are just excited to hear a little bit more about Church for Entrepreneurs. I gave a little bit of a sample of this in our last Midnight Prayer Watch, and we had such a great response and just excitement, anticipation for you coming on and kind of unpacking a little bit more about how do you operate in the things that the Lord is calling you to from an entrepreneurial perspective. I think it's amazing that you're really niched in this area where a lot of people feel as if they know they want to do something and mm-hmm. they have a calling from the Lord, but they don't know where to begin. They don't know how to start. They may not have the trust. I think you talked about trust even just this week. I've been following Amos on IG, y'all. Amos got a lot of jewels he dropping. You got to follow him. And he went in on trust. And I know we talk about trust on Midnight Prayer Watch all the time and how it truly is a consecration that has mm-hmm. to take place when it comes to this wicked flesh that needs to get out the way when the Lord is trying to birth something inside of you. So Amos, amen. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about some of the questions that our Midnight Prayer Watcher community asked and our Prayer Watcher community that had early access to Amos and getting him these questions. Thank you so much. These are really, really deliberate and really great questions. So we're going to start with the first one. And this is kind of getting into your business, Amos. But okay. the prayer watcher community wanted to know, how did you know when God was calling you into your kingdom purpose?
I knew it was a process. You know, some people say they just wake up one day and they just got this bright light, but usually I've discovered it's a process. And so my process started around 2008 when I went to ministry school. So I went to ministry school not really knowing what I was called to do, but I just had this sense that God wanted me to go to ministry school, because up to that point, I couldn't imagine myself actually being a minister because my background is in technology. You know, so I went to grad school at Georgia Tech. I got a degree in engineering, work as a college professor, teach computer science. So my background is really not in ministry, right? Or really even entrepreneurship. But in 2008, you know, he's like, go to ministry school. And then when I went to ministry school, my pastor asked me, hey, you know, can you lead our business group? So I started leading the business groups, right? And then through that process, I started saying, hey, like, let me take this message of entrepreneurship. Let me take it online. And the first thing I did was I started as a business coach. And as a business coach, I wasn't really successful, right? You know, I was attracting people to what I was saying, but it wasn't really a successful thing. And it wasn't a good fit. It wasn't until 2014 when God just dropped in my spirit the words church for entrepreneurs. Wow. And when he said that, that really kind of changed the trajectory. It's almost like I was in the right sport, but playing the wrong position. Right. And so like I was trying to be a business coach, but he called me to be a pastor to entrepreneurs. Right. And we do that sometimes. You know, we take the closest thing that we think we're supposed to be doing and we start doing that. Mm. But what God did for me was he kind of just like nudged me a little bit. Said, no, I need to be over here in the pastoral side. And so 2014, he's like church for entrepreneurs. I didn't really know what it meant, but I knew enough to go get the website domain. I bought it that night. And that started the journey of him just really talking to me about how to minister to Christian entrepreneurs from a pastoral standpoint. So it took me from 2008 to 2014 to really get in the game correctly, seeing what God's called me to do.
Wow. So you said he nudged you. He didn't push you off the cliff, Amos.
No, it wasn't because it was like nudges. Now it's time. And that's how purpose is sometimes. It's like it's a repeated process where God is speaking. He's speaking. It gets louder and louder. And it gets to a point where it just bubbles up where you got to do something about it.
Right? Absolutely. Yes, I can definitely attest to that myself. I think it depends on what he knows, right? He knew us before we were formed in the womb. So he knows what's going to work for you, what's going to motivate you to actually take action on that seed that he wants to have manifest. So yep. I know for me, sometimes I feel like it's not enough. Like I'd be like, I'm questioning whether or not I'm doubting myself. Is that you, Lord? Are you saying that to me? Are you sure? Like I'm asking for that reconfirmation again, going through this whole like, okay, if it's you, then, you know, have the dew be on the outside of the sheep cloth. And then, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, I want the Lord to really just be 100% with me. But I completely would say to our prayer watchers, as you're listening to Amos, it really is about, you know, just being in a position where you know in that relationship with the Lord that you've cultivated, that he's calling you. Would you say that as well?
Yeah, Amos? Yeah. You know, because most of us, you know, there's a scripture in Romans where it talks about how God has gifted all of us with doing certain things well, right? And so for most of you guys, you look back over your life from a young age, there's been some things that really just came easy to you. And what we do sometimes, we overlook those things, right? Because God has gifted each and every one of you guys uniquely, and those unique gifts, it just flows out of you. Like it's part of your spiritual DNA or something. You just do it. It comes easy. It comes natural to you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what we do is we suppress it because we think God wants us to do something else than what we're actually good at. Right. So it's almost like you got to embrace your gifts and talents because that's what God gave you. Right. And that's part of your purpose, is to use those gifts and talents.
Yep. Absolutely. And that brings me to our second question. So how did you know that you were operating in God's purpose? I know you said you were kind of like, I want to be the coach, but he was like, nah, you got to be the pastor.
Yeah.
So what was it that you felt like was the, yes, this is it?
It's like I was listening to T.D. Jakes describe this one time. It's like when you take a plug and you plug into a socket and electricity starts to flow, it's like, you know it when it's connected. right? Mm-hmm. When you're not connected, things just feel off. It doesn't, it's like you're kind of there. It's almost like your toe hurts a little bit. It's not in joint correctly. But once you're really in what you're supposed to be doing, it's like everything just fits like a well glove or tailored suit. Mm. And we all know that feeling, like, man, this fits. And for most people, you're like, man, I'm not sure. I'm not, you're still wavering. You're probably not quite there yet. Because when you get there, it's like, man, this is it. This feels natural. This feels right. Right. You know, and Jesus said that his meat is to do the will of the Father. And the word meat, it means that he gives you energy, right? So what Jesus was telling us, when he does what God's called him to do, it gives him energy. And so what you'll notice is when you step into the thing, your purpose that God's called you to do, it literally energizes you. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but there's an energy that's associated with it that just makes you say, man, I could do this all night. I could do this all day. I'm energized with this thing.
Wow, that is good. I love that analogy. Like you said, the plug and the electricity that's taking place, because I know we talk about being a conduit and mm-hmm. always being able to electrify people in the spirit with what we have inside of us, but we are not the source. Mm-hmm. We are getting the power from the source, and yeah. we are then transferring that power as a conduit to everything that is connected to us. So I love the fact that you brought that up, because that's exactly what we need to hear when yeah. it comes to that doubt, because I really feel like the enemy uses doubt mm-hmm. a lot of the time. I mean, yeah. a lot of the time, to stop these things from manifesting and to create that chip in your confidence to even move forward. The enemy would love for you to just sit on the couch and keep thinking about it.
Yep. Keep you out of the game.
Yes. And even think about it like this, like, he would love to see you try to do something that maybe wasn't what you were meant to do because you're afraid of going all the way in. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a place where it's like, I might be operating somewhere and I might be putting all my energy, resource, and time into that place, but that's not where the Lord
wants me to be at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That doubt is the original trick that Satan tricked Eve with. You know, Eve was already God, mm-hmm. right? And so what Satan did was he tricked Eve into thinking that she was missing something, mm-hmm. that something was lacking. And all the while, she was already whole. She already was in her purpose.
Yes.
And so what Satan's coming to you guys with is just doubt that it can't be that easy. You know, God wouldn't want you to do that. He wants you to do something that's harder. He wants you to leave and move from one city to another city. And versus just saying, you know what? The thing that God has called me to do, I just got to embrace that it fits me like a glove. These gifts, these skills, these talents I've had my entire life is part of what God wants me to use. And so the way I use it is I tell people, you got to just embrace the gift. Mm-hmm. You guys, just embrace it. Instead of trying to push it away and looking for something else, just embrace what you already know.
Yeah, that's good right there. Oh, Amos, that is really good. I think you were touching somebody's heart with that one. I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity. Let's give Amos a couple of seconds to catch a break, because I know that there's something that is maybe starting to feel a little bit like conviction in you. But before we get to a couple more of the questions that we have for Amos during this time that he's graced us with, we want to just let you all know that this particular episode with Amos has been sponsored by one of our Midnight Prayer Watch sponsors that we hold so near and dear to our hearts. So take a look at our sponsor for tonight's episode with Amos. What's up, Prayer Watchers? It's Delta, your most humble host. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Smart Travel Jewels. Why not take that long-awaited summer vacation with a group instead of just by yourself? Smart Travel Jewels offers group tours and excursions that are all-inclusive and give you an authentic experience while exploring a new country and making lifelong friends. Visit smarttraveljewels.com to learn more about upcoming trips and start planning your next adventure today. Visit Smart, SMART, Travel, TRAVEL, Jewels, JEWELZ.com. All right, so Amos, we're going to jump right back into our questions for you. But I did want to jump into, you were touching on something that I felt like as you were discussing, what was, how's Eve operating in the garden and how, you know, the fall of man and everything that happened, how we got separated and spiritual death and everything that took place there. But what do you think about those people? This was a question that came up, that are somewhere, and let's say they're in a job already, and they don't know if that's really their calling or really that's their purpose. Like, do you believe that your kingdom purpose can actually take place in a job?
Yeah, it can take place in a job. It can take place really, it can take place in a job. It can take place in a nonprofit. It can take place inside of a house. But the key is knowing, is this really fitting you well? Right. See, the only thing with a job is a lot of people are, the job becomes an idol to people, right? More so than they're letting God direct their steps. So most people, when they're honest with themselves, they're just looking for a job for security. They want a steady paycheck. They want benefits. They want to just make just enough money to keep stuff paid. And what I say that is, that's a more money is driving the decisions versus God is driving the decisions. God can't speak to a person's heart and tell them to go take a job. Because if you think about in the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah, he kind of hired his underling Elisha to be, to follow him, to be an assistant. So God called Elisha to be an assistant for a while before he started his own thing. Right. So there's a place where God will call people to be under other people. Like even when Moses was building the ark, God said, I've called certain people to help you do what you're called to do. Yeah. Right. You know, so you may be somebody whose call, there's assignment, is to come alongside an organization or a business or a person and help them do things. Right. Yeah. It may not be forever, but that could be part of your kingdom assignment at those particular moments. But we got to make sure that money is not driving the decisions, but it's a kingdom decision that's driving the decision. And one of my co-pastor, executive pastor, the way he put it, he had to make a decision between, there was a job offering him $40,000 more versus one offering $40,000 less, but the Holy Spirit was telling him to take the job to offer the lower amount, right? And so that's where we know we're being led, right? We're not letting money drive the decisions.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Say that again, Amos, for the people in the back of the room. The people that are like, wait, are you saying that I want, you know, God told me I was gonna get that Porsche this year, so you saying I gotta take less and I can't get that Porsche? But he said it, he confirmed it, and he said it. What?
It's really the difference. Like who is God in your life? Is it God or is it money? Right. You know, and it's not that Jesus wants to have money, right? That's not the question. The question is, does money have you? Right. If you think about the story, you all know the story of the rich young ruler, right? And that makes everybody scared, because Jesus told him to sell everything he got, give it to the poor, and he couldn't do it. And he said, the Bible said he walked away sad. The reason he was sad was because he was trusting in his resources. He was trusting in his money. He was trusting in his career, his accolades up to that point. Right. And so the apostle said, hey, we've left everything for you. And Jesus said, anybody who leaves anything for me will receive 100-fold in this time. So it's really a trust thing. You know, if God is saying, let go of some stuff, it's not that he never wanted to give it back to you, but can you trust him in this moment that he'll return what was missing later?
Oh, that's so good. Yes. And I was thinking too, when you were talking about, you know, these different examples that the word shows us about people actually operating somewhere else to be cultivated, to then get to their purpose. Yeah. And I was even thinking about, you know, King David, like he literally was just the harp player for Saul for how many years, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Even though Samuel had already said, this gonna be the king, and he already anointed him when he was a young boy. But how long did it take? I think he was 33, if I'm not mistaken, when he first got anointed as, or first took the throne as a king in Hebron. But think about that time frame. Like, the Lord has already said it and confirmed it, but wants you to do some, what would you say, refining? Would you say some
character building, growing up? You know, because Dave was called, he's probably like 17, right? He, some growing up needs to take place there, right? Yeah. And a lot of us, you know, especially like, if you got any listeners in your early 20s, there's just some life you need to learn in these early processes. You know, I can definitely say I'm 48 now. When I was 20, I thought I had life figured out. Right. And so there's some definitely some growth that takes place in your younger years that, you know, God just had to work some things out of you.
Right? Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And he knows it. We've been talking about this, you know, and talking about how a lot of the, let's say, the gospel that's being preached today is always focused on the outcome, always focused on the result, always focused on, you know, this is my portion is not of life, which is all great things. But what about the other side? What does it take to get to that? And I find that this is kind of a passion of mine. And our prayer watcher community knows that. I find that it's like this bubblegum candy wrap word that's floating out here. And it's not being balanced by who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. And that he still is a living God. And he's expecting us to know that it's not just about what I do for you. Like, you're supposed to be seeking my face and not my hand.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Because if you think about, like, I like going back to the original purpose of things, right? And so when God created Adam, Adam didn't have to work to take care of his provisions, right? Adam had everything provided for him, right? Yeah. And God didn't need Adam to do anything, but God wanted Adam to do stuff with him, right? God could have named all the animals, but no, he wanted Adam to do it with him, right? And so what God is really doing, what I see throughout scripture, he's training us to be like him, right? He's not training us to go make a whole bunch of money, you know, but he's training us to be like him, right? Yeah. Now, you will make money through the process. You know, Jesus says, God knows the things you need. If you seek first the kingdom of God, he's going to bring all the stuff to you. Mm-hmm. But the question is, where is your treasure at? You know, Jesus said, if your treasure is in earth, that's where your heart's going to be. If your treasure with God, that's where your heart's going to be. It's all about who's controlling your decisions. Is it God or is it money? Mm-hmm. And remember, what God is after, it's not necessarily that you're going to make the billion-dollar business. He's after who you become in the process.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's so good. Amos, that leads us into our last question for you from our prayer watching community. Everybody wants to know this. Can you be wealthy and live in kingdom purpose?
Every kingdom purpose in the Old Testament was wealthy. Hmm. Right? You just think about that, right? You know, Adam, of course, was wealthy. He had everything provided for him, right? David was wealthy. Joseph was wealthy. Abraham was wealthy. You know, everybody that was used by God had resources and the things they needed, right? And sometimes, you know, we argue about whether or not Jesus was poor or rich and stuff like that. But if you look at Jesus' life, Jesus, through the scriptures, didn't have any lacks. Anytime he needed something, he had something. Right. He needed to pay taxes. He paid taxes. He needed to feed 5,000 people. He feed 5,000 people. Right. That's like, imagine you throwing on a conference with 5,000 people with men and 5,000 women and children and like maybe 15,000 people there. And you can just afford to take care of the whole process without even sweating abroad. And that's literally what Jesus did. Right. Mm-hmm. So for him, he was, finances was irrelevant to him. He just had the living God with him.
Yeah.
And so what you, as believers, what we got to grasp this ideal is that Psalm Proverbs tells us the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, right? Without sorrows. So you, which means that you can hustle in your own work and you can become wealthy, but you don't get sorrows with it. You're going to have broken marriages, broken relationships, broken health. So you can get wealthy through the world system, or you can listen to what God tells you to do. And as he develops you, the finances will come. Remember, Jesus said, nobody's left anything from me and has not received a hundredfold in this time. Mm.
That's so good, Amos. Oh, my goodness. I know that question, I was not surprised when it came through. Because I know a lot of people, even on the opposite end of that, feel as if maybe I can't be wealthy, right? Like I can't have a standard lifestyle where, you know, I do feel comfortable and I do feel like I've got to live the, what we hear, the poor and the meek life. And I know I'm doing, you know, the work of the Lord in that. So I think that's really unlocking some things in our prayer watcher audience now as they're probably, you know, chewing and marinating on what you're saying. So
yeah,
I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, just go back to Adam. Everything he needed was provided for him. Mm-hmm. He had no lack whatsoever. There was no, God didn't, broke was created because of the curse. Mm. God didn't create brokenness.
Yes, that's good. Ooh, that's a good one right there. We gotta chew on this. I know Amos had, we only had a few questions. We only had a little bit of time. Amos is a busy man, y'all. He out there doing his kingdom thing. So we might have to have Amos back. Let us know if you feel like, hey, Amos, we would love to have you back. We have some more questions for you. But Amos, I wanted to give you an opportunity as we close out this prayer watch session with you to just pray over our prayer watcher audience, pray over the people mm-hmm. that are thinking about getting an entrepreneurship, maybe even trying to think about, like, you know, have I been doubting my purpose? Have I been discussing things and not looking at it with trust in the Lord, or
yeah,
am I really about that money bag and not trying to do what the Lord has called me to do?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you mind praying over our audience?
Let's begin. All right, Father God, in Jesus' name, just thank you for this entire midnight prayer watch community, Father. Just pray with Delta, first of all, Father. She's the head and leader in this thing, Father. That you just give her insight, wisdom, and revelation on her kingdom purpose, Father. That she doesn't miss it to the left or the right, but she stays in your center and your will, Father. And she's not distracted by things that are trying to take her off her task, Father. But she can move forward along her journey, Father. And all those here who are seeking purpose, Father, they're seeking, what is it you called them to do, Father? Ask that their hearts are enlightened, their eyes see, Father, and they're able to embrace the simplicity of what you've called them to do, Father. They're able to reject the thoughts of Satan saying they're not good enough. They can't do these particular things, Father. But yes, they are good enough. They can step directly into the purpose that you called them to, Father. Let them put down the thoughts where you don't have enough knowledge. You don't have enough education. People like us don't do stuff like this, Father. That's tricks of the enemy, Father. Just give them the energy, the resources, and their spirit to see through these tricks, Father, and see clearly the purpose you place in their life, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know we believe in the power of prayer. And we know that the effective prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And we so appreciate you, Amos, for just releasing that in the spirit. And we are all claiming it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we are happy for you to stay on. We want to take an opportunity, as we always do on Midnight Prayer Watch, to talk to the people that may not even know this God that we're talking about. They may not even know this Jesus and who is Jesus. Or, I've heard this name before, but I have no idea what y'all are talking about or whether or not I want to have a relationship with him. And as we always talk about on Midnight Prayer Watch, this is the most important part of anything that you could ever think of during our Midnight Prayer Watch. In order to have that relationship with him, you have to acknowledge that you yourself have been in sin. You are a sinner, and there's nothing you can do. There's no amount of businesses that you can create that can take you out of that category. You are a sinner, and you need a savior. And we have that very opportunity in Jesus, the Son of the one true living God. And so we offer you this time to pray in agreement with us. If you want to make that decision for a personal relationship with Jesus to come into your heart and life, the word says that if you would speak and in agreement, also believe in your heart that you are a sinner and confess your sins and ask him to come into your heart, that you would be saved. And so we're placing this on the screen for you right now to recite in conjunction with us as we go into our salvation prayer. And so we say, God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now. And coming again, I confess you as my Lord and personal savior, Jesus. Come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray. Amen. Oh my goodness. I know there's one. The word says it just takes but one for one person to ask the Lord to come into their life. The whole heavens go crazy. They are going crazy right now. It's a praise party taking place. Your name being written into the Lamb's Book of Life. And so we are rejoicing with you. And we are out here saying, yes, you are on the way. You are in a position now where you can start this journey of finding what your purpose is, right? It's like now you have Holy Spirit to help you and guide you and lead you into all truth. And so we are just excited for you. We want you to know that at Midnight Prayer Watch, we advocate for continued discipleship journey. As you've heard, even what Amos was saying, that he has a particular resource in his local church to help those that know that I know there's an entrepreneur in me and I just want to know how to get it out and do it in a godly way so a God thing can be born. And so if you are looking for how do I get started? How do I get started on my discipleship journey? How do I get started on my entrepreneurship journey? Connect with us. Our Midnight Prayer Watcher community, you already know what time it is, that we are always looking for ways to plug you back in. Remember what Amos said, we know we're all being plugged into the source and we all have to be conduits. So we take that responsibility very seriously here on Midnight Prayer Watch and definitely advocate for you to get connected. We are a body and we know Christ is the head. We are the limbs. And we all need each other to operate this thing. So we got to stay connected, everybody, and stay engaged. And anyone also is looking for additional support resources, Midnight Prayer Watch, y'all already know anxiety and depression is a thing. We call it out every single watch. It's definitely something that's personal to me. This is why this even ministry has been birthed from me, because I know that the Lord is delivering people from depression, delivering people from suicide and anxiety. And so if you are looking for how do I start that healing journey, how do I get connected back to the source, there's specific support resources that we have Midnight Prayer Watcher community for you. So get connected to us and make sure that you are recognizing the fact that you do not have to live in that. You do not, that is not your portion. Break agreement with that right now, right now, right now, right now. So continue to rock with us, y'all. We thank Amos again for joining us tonight. We thank our YouTube, our Facebook audience, our wisdom listeners for tuning in to us tonight. We know that this is always something that comes up when it comes to what is my purpose. There's so many different books that have been written. There's so many different professed experts on how to find your purpose and things like that. If you didn't take anything from what Amos said tonight, at least know that it ain't about the purpose that you want to have. It's what God is birthing out of you. So do you trust him? Or are you trusting the world? Are you trusting money? Oh, like I said, we're going to have Amos come back and talk about that piece, because I know somebody was like, what? When he answered that question. So thank you all. I appreciate everybody tuning in with us for the special Midnight Prayer Watch session again. Amos, did you have any final words for our prayer watchers?
Just be encouraged to step into the thing that God's called you to do. You know, people may tell you you can't do it, but if God has spoken to your spirit, it can be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, prayer watchers, you already know what time it is. Stay up, stay alert, and stay washed in the word, y'all.